This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We've spent a lot of time today on things that were away from what I wanted to talk about. So let's actually dive into some of the big sports stories from over the weekend. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins last night agreed to contract extensions with the Cincinnati Bengals. This is kind of like a looming cloud over the Bengals' future, and they got it done. Listen to these figures. Ja'Marr, 4 years, $161 million with $112 million guaranteed. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, which I feel like I've said seven times over the past week. And then T. Higgins gets 4 years, $115 million with the first 2 years guaranteed, making him the highest paid wide receiver number two in NFL history. So Burrow gets his toys back. Higgins and Ja'Marr, the two highest paid receiver duos in the history of the NFL.
Well, I know they were really worried about T. Higgins leaving this offseason. There were a lot of teams that I had covered throughout last season. And I would talk with their radio crews, and they were like, oh, yeah, T would be a great addition here. T would be a great addition there. And so for Cincinnati to be able to lock up both of them, that's massive for Joe Burrow. But as we know, with the Bengals last year, we saw how awesome that offense is and how great Joe Burrow played at an MVP level last season, and they missed the postseason because their defense was not good, and that's putting it lightly. So I wonder now if now that they've got huge money, mega money, tied up in their quarterback and their top two receivers, you know they're going to produce, but kind of what we saw last year with them, what we've seen with the Dolphins, when you have that much money concentrated in those three areas, how it affects everything else. If they can draft well and they can find guys on the cheap to kind of piece that defense together to be okay, they'll be fine. But after watching what happened last year, it's such a tough spot for them because you don't not keep Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. You don't not pay Joe Burrow. But now you're left with all the holes on the opposite side of the ball. And I'm really interested to see if it gets any better from last year to this year, because that was their big Achilles heel and why they missed the playoffs, because they gave up a billion points last year.
I was going to say, as soon as it happened, as soon as I saw the deals, I thought about the Dolphins. Pay your quarterback, Burrow, Tua. Pay Tyreek, Ja'Marr Chase. Pay Jalen Waddle, T. Higgins. You're paying $90 million a year plus in three guys. Now you have to sacrifice. I think the Bengals have sacrificed on the defensive side. The Dolphins sacrificed on the offensive line side. Mm-hmm. And now you see, like, Teron Armstead took the deal. Like, they're trying to find money. But no, Josh, your evaluation is dead on with what I was thinking. Where does the sacrifice come when you keep three Hall, you know, I'll say Pro Bowl. I won't say Hall of Famers. I think Ja'Marr Chase is a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
But Burrow's on the edge. I don't know if T. Higgins is a Hall of Famer, but you keep three All-Pro players what are you sacrificing with those contracts? And they're on the defensive side. The Dolphins are on the offensive line side and the trenches side. So we'll see how they figure that out. But you just can't – I'm not a fan of paying two receivers $30 million a year. That's tough.
You have an elite quarterback and you have an elite number one. As awesome as T. Higgins is of a fit there, you know, Yoshivash came on strong there as a guy in the slot for them. You can find solid receivers for cheaper. And now they're in a situation where, all right, Trey Hendrickson, who had an incredible season last year on the defense, can they extend him? Can they keep him? They lost Sam Hubbard, who I believe he retired after he got hurt last year. So they're losing a lot on a defense that was already pretty bad outside of Trey Hendrickson. And when you look around the AFC and what they're going to have to compete with, it's Josh Allen, it's Lamar Jackson, it's of course Patrick Mahomes at Kansas City. What's Pittsburgh's situation going to look like at their quarterback spot? We know they're going to be solid around. So listen, again, it's a tough spot because you want to keep those elite players, but how does that affect everything else? And is that going to work? I think as great as look, they're past the point now of considering it. They did it. They kept the two receivers along with Burrow and the big contract. Are they going to regret that T. Higgins money? T. Higgins could have 1,500 yards next year. Both those guys could have 1,500 yards next year and catch close to double-digit touchdowns. And Burrow could throw for 4,500 yards. And they could finish 10-7 or 9-8 because they can't stop anybody. Yeah. And so really, is that money worth it, right? Were those contracts worth it? I think no doubt about it, Burrow and Chase got to do it, have to. But T. Higgins, as great as he is, and as much as you want to keep that together at the expense of everything else, I don't know.
I think right now that NFL GMs are trying to figure out where the salary cap is going and what how they can do, and they're trying to push money forward and what's it called? Kick the can down the road on this stuff. But I just don't – you can't pay two receivers this much and have a successful roster. I hope somebody proves me wrong. The Eagles, how the Eagles did with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, and they kept Jalen Hurt. Like, I think they kind of – you look at those numbers and they're kind of figuring out, but those guys are going to come up and also have a great defense. They had to get rid of Darius Slay. Darius Slay is now in Pittsburgh because they couldn't pay all these DBs.
Yeah, like, but you got the exciting whites there, so makes Darius a little expendable. Quinyon Mitchell really good too.
But both on rookie deals.
Yep, exactly.
Both the white boys on rookie deals now. Like you have to really draft and really piece this together. And that's the part of both the situations we're talking about with the Bengals and the Dolphins. Are you going to be able to piece it together? Chris Greer has 11 or 10 picks that the NFL stole the pick back from him. I found that out from Chris Perkins last week. 10 picks. A couple of those dudes need to be starters.
Yeah.
Cheap starters. And that's what the Philadelphia has done. They found cheap starters.
I would typically agree with you, Crowder, in terms of structuring your roster and balancing the cap. Can't pay two wide receivers that much money, as evidenced by the Dolphins. I think this is a different situation, though. I think you have Joe Burrow, who might be a top five quarterback when he's healthy, or is a top five quarterback when he's healthy. You have maybe the best pass catcher in the NFL in Ja'Marr Chase, and you have T. Higgins, who would be a number one on, like, I don't know, 26 other teams. I just think, like, you have something so special there that you just ride it. Because you know that when those three guys are healthy, you're probably a top five offense in the NFL. And it's hard to go away from that. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just think, like, when it's this special with those two specifically, you don't go away from that.
But it's a lot to that point, but now you have two sides of the ball. Like, NBA is different. You get three dogs, you're set. You have your A, you know, 1A, 1B, 2A. In the NFL, to Josh's point, like, they can score points. If Burrow's healthy, they're going to score points.
They averaged 28 a game last year, and they finished
9-8. They're not going to stop a nosebleed with a napkin. And now Trey Hendrickson, who's one of the best doggish defensive end, pass rushing, run stopping, like, he does it all in the NFL. You might have trouble keeping him. So that's why you have to put together 30 good players in the NFL. You don't got to put together four good players like we did with the Heat and Big Three and Boston and all that. Like, You can't have a big three in the NFL.
Or you put together three really good players on the offensive side of the ball, and then on the defensive side of the ball, just try to put together good to average players and try to hit on the draft and just try to win within the margins on that end because of how good the offensive side of the game is, which is essentially what the Dolphins tried to do with Marino, right, for years. They tried to do that with Marino, and it didn't work, but they did get to a Super Bowl, and you had Dan Marino for a long time.
That's why I bring up. That's why I bring up Philly, though. Quickly, that's why I bring up Philly, because they hit on their draft picks. They paid the offensive guys. They hit on their draft picks. They, you know, they brought in Saquon, but they had to have those young guys, those guys on puppy deals, to be able to end up on both sides of the ball having some very successful players. That's what they did. That's what they're going to have to do in Cincinnati, and that's what we have to do in Miami.
I'm not sure if this is even a good hypothetical, but because we're talking about the two trios there and now that they've all gotten paid, you flip-flop the quarterbacks. Which trio would you rather have? Tua with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, or Joe Burrow with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Tyreek and T.
Well, that wasn't...
Do I get to mix and match them?
No. The options were Tua with the Bengals receivers or Burrow with Waddle and Hill.
Man, I'd actually take Ja'Marr because he's younger.
That's a good hypothetical, man.
That's a great question. That's why I mixed them. I'd actually take the Cincinnati receivers because Jamar's younger.
So, hold on.
And they're
you're taking
people.
Tua as their quarterback,
bro,
over Joe Burrow.
We interviewed T. Higgins on the Pivot. T. Higgins is bigger than me. T. Higgins 6'4", 230, yoked up. T. Higgins is a very big man.
I'm 6'4", 230 also.
You look different than T. Higgins. But even that, like Jamar's about 6'1". I just the height, the age. I would take the Cincinnati duo over all duo.
But he's saying you get one of the two wide receiver duo, so either Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but with Joe Burrow, or you get the Cincy duo with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback. Which one are you taking? So swap the quarterbacks. Which team are you taking?
Ooh, we've had the quarterback conversation. I'm taking Burrow over Tua, and I'm taking the Cincinnati receivers over the Dolphins.
No. But Crowder, I'm saying.
Man, you can't give me a buffet and tell me I can't eat chicken.
But it's two choices.
It's two choices. You can't. You keep flip flopping. I know which duo is better. It's the Bengals receiving duo.
Yes,
for sure.
So I'm taking that duo.
Okay, but I know, and I also know which quarterback is better, Burrow over Tua. But I'm
taking
saying,
ribs. No, I'm going to take ribs, and no. I also want broccoli.
Wait, hold on, but put everything down.
Receivers, you have to take Tua.
Put everything down. Put the ribs down, put the salad down, and put the egg rolls down for a second. If I told you that you had to pick Tua with the Bengals receivers, that's option A, Tua with the Bengals receivers, or option B, Burrow with the Dolphins duo, with the Dolphins receivers, which one are you picking?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm glad we got there. We got there. Let's go.
I didn't think I presented it in that confusing of what.
I'm taking Tua with Jamar and T.
I was hoping you would say I'm gonna take Burrow with Tyreek and T.
You want me to? Can I have my full buffet back, Josh?
I mean, the answer to the full buffet is the Bengals trio. I mean,
yeah.
I would take Burrow with Tyreek and Jamar.
Yeah, but don't stop there. Then give me DK Metcalf. Like, give me all the best players. Yeah.
But I Saquon's my running back. Y'all want me to put together my all-star team?
It is an interesting question, though, that Appel's posing, because how much of what Tua got out of Tyreek and Waddle last year, so not this year, but last year, where the Dolphins were the best offense, could they replicate it with Joe Burrow? Would they have looked better last year, aside from Tua missing time, with Burrow as their quarterback? And can Tua put up the same numbers in a different style of offense with two of the best receivers in the NFL? Like, it's an interesting question.
It is. I do believe, and it's funny because we're not talking about, you know, Marcus Mariota. Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
So I'm going to take Joe Burrow over Tua all day. But now y'all want to put me in this corner where I got to pick either one. I think Jamar
Chase. That's how hypotheticals work.
The hypothetical, yeah. I think Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are a better duo, a bigger duo, just as fast, can kill one-on-ones better than Tyreek and Waddle can. And Waddle really didn't have a great year.
No.
Neither of them had a great year, to be honest. I think you cannot stop Jamar Chase from getting 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's just that good.
So you're saying you're taking Burrow with Higgins and Chase?
Y'all want to put all these restrictions on my answers? I want the Cincinnati offense with the Philadelphia offensive line and the Philadelphia running back. I want George Kittle at tight end. Y'all want me to make my all-star team? I will.
Go by Pro Bowl rules, though, so you got to go the fifth and sixth options on this team, too.
My backup is Josh Allen. Let's get into it.
And, of course, your head coach would be Mike McDaniel. Absolutely.
I'm taking Andy Reid. I'm sorry.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.